are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. 9 to midnight Eastern Time, taking your medical questions, your calls, anything you want to talk about, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. We've had Donovan working the dials. Donovan and I are a great team. We always have a good night when it's me and Donovan. Me and Kyle got a great team at GCN. Love working with the guys. Please call in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, surprise. Free nicotine patches and a helpline for smokers don't really help smokers quit. Really. Okay, ask any of our smokers. Ask any of our vets. They'll tell you, not going to cut it, people. Apparently a study came out looking at 2,600 smokers, right, in the United Kingdom's National Health Service, and they were divided into four groups. Those who were giving advice on quitting to access the helpline. Right. Okay. You know, calling into a helpline, which is nice that it's there. All right. One was free nicotine replacement therapy and advice. One was more intensive support, including scheduled telephone support from helpline staff, and then both intensive support and free nicotine replacement therapy. Apparently, researchers checked in with the participants in 6 months after they reportedly quit smoking. Researchers were able to reach 60% of all the participants and found that only 19% of them were smoke free. Everybody else, we're still smoking, from what they understood. All right, now why? Well, why? Nicotine is strong. It's not very easy to lick the nicotine habit. You know, that's why when I talk to medical students, I'm like, you know, look, you know, you could sit there and tell your patients don't smoke, but that doesn't really help them. All right, it's very easy for us non-smokers to say quit smoking. It's not that easy for smokers, which is another reason why I think those labels that the FDA wants cigarette cartons to have of, you know, dead people and cadavers and black lungs and then these commercials playing, that's not really helping these smokers out too much. Nicotine is extremely addictive. Now, the helpline idea, that came about because AA is very effective for our alcoholic patients trying to get off alcohol. And having a sponsor and having somebody to talk to is fine. But the alcohol addiction is an extremely different addiction than nicotine. And anybody could tell you, this nicotine, I mean, you go through a different type of withdrawal as opposed to alcohol. Now, alcohol withdrawal could kill you. So, that, you know, but again, it's a whole nother ball of wax. Is that the analogy? I don't know. Right, it's a whole other ball. Okay, ball game. Let's do that. Ball game, okay? So, you know, I understand. For those of us non-smokers, true, we don't like to be around smoke. We don't want to get cancer, secondhand smoke. You know, it kills me when I see one of my patients die of lung cancer because she was a non-smoker but married to a smoker, and that happens. And you know, I think people do have a right to tell somebody who's smoking next to them to either move or they need to move and get away from the smoke, you know, and that's why we have smoke-free establishments, et cetera. But I just think we, as not only a medical community, but just as a society in general, need to realize this is hard. And you can't put a picture, you can't have a video, you can't give free nicotine patches and think that's going to help. It's not. Okay, this is a much more difficult thing, and until they figure out nicotine addiction, you know, that's the one thing why I don't give that Chantix medicine or the company that made Chantix that hard a time. Chantix is probably the closest thing to logical for trying to get a person off smoking. True, it has its share of side effects, and people have issues with the medication. Many of us doctors do, too. But the reason why Chantix is out there and could possibly be a useful tool is it's the first medicine of its kind to actually try to directly help get you off nicotine. Remember, it acts like a nicotine decoy. That's kind of the gist of it. So you take it for 7 days, you quit by day seven, day eight, smoking. So then when day eight comes into play, you aren't going through the withdrawal because you've been taking this decoy. And so it's been helping your receptors. And I prefer a method like that as opposed to nicotine patches, because nicotine patches are still giving you nicotine. I have never had a patient quit smoking on the nicotine patches. I wish it would work, but it didn't. And for these people, because again, we were still helping their addiction. And for any of you that have quit smoking, I'd love to hear from you guys. How did you do it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or toll free. All toll free, but 1-877-362-3254. I mean, am I wrong? Did the nicotine patches do it? Does the Chantix help? I mean, would a hotline help? Does that seem reasonable? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But, like I said, the Chantix tries to go after your addiction to nicotine. So it blocks the receptors with a fake nicotine. You end up, after the three-month period, basically going through a little bit of a rehab, so to speak, where you don't put nicotine into your body. Therefore, by 3 months, you are hopefully off nicotine. Now, some doctors may try you a little longer than 3 months, but I've noticed with most of my patients, if it works, it works within that three-month time. I had a lady today, 21 days off smoking because of the Chantix, and I don't want to do a commercial for Chantix, because, again, I know many people do have issues with it, bad dreams, et cetera. I do have to say, though, many of the side effects I see with Chantix are people who smoke while on it. You know how I said you need to be off smokes by day seven? So there are some people that kind of use it like a patch where it's a pill, though. They take it, and then, they're still smoking in month two, month three. Well, if that's the case, your body is smart. They're like, wait a second, this is real nicotine, then what the heck is this? And the body doesn't do as well with the chemical, and I think you have an increased chance of side effects that way. So, I mean, you have to do it right. But, just go easy. Go easy on our smokers especially those that, came back from the war. And I mean, they just, that's what they did. They smoked in Vietnam, couldn't get off of it, still can't. And they're forced to watch these videos of people with trachs. It's not going to work, people. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to hear from you. Come right back.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or you can email us at drdahlia.com. Lance from Ontario writes, I'm listening to you now, and I quit smoking by doing a cold turkey. No patch, no gum, no Zyban, just toughed it out. It was rough, not for the feeble. Yeah, I bet. I do have to say, before Chantix came out, I was telling people that the number one, I would say, successful way my patients have cited they've been able to quit smoking were the ones that just did a cold turkey. And it kind of makes sense. You know, think about those of you that have ever dieted, right? Where, especially those of us with a sweet tooth. So what we try to do is we try to eat sugar-free chocolate. And we try to eat fat-free, fattening-type foods. You know, you're not going to lose the weight. You got to get up and say, I'm done with the carbs. I'm done with the junk food. I'm done with the sodas. You know, you have to put your mind to it, and it is rough. But, yes, I have to agree with you, Lance. You know, many of my patients who did quit smoking years ago, either they saw their dad die of COPD or they had a case of pneumonia or they were pregnant. And they stopped smoking during a period of time and just never went back. You know, that's, it's, oh, sorry. dropped one of my papers. Sometimes for some people, cold turkey just works, but other people, they just can't do it. And it's not that they're feeble, you know, I know what you're saying, because you were tough to tough it out. But, you know, a lot of people, they're, whole, I don't want to say, their routine or the way they can maintain themselves in a job, et cetera, depend on it. But you guys know where I'm going from this. If they need to function and be fully functional, and they don't have a few weeks off to do this. I mean, you know, people always tell me, oh my gosh, my husband, he's, you know, off the cigarettes. He's miserable. Well, if he's in a job where you have to do community service, or you have to, I mean, look at us, you know, a lot of us, when we diet, we are grumpy. I can't tell you how many of my patients almost go through a divorce because they're dieting. Now, you know, people don't want to lose their home life, and they also don't want to lose their job. Now, some people, you know, they could tell their boss, they could tell their coworkers, all right, guys, I'm going to be quitting smoking, which means this is going to be a rough few weeks. If I get out of hand or I'm annoying, you tell me, you know, get as many people involved as possible. But for some people, they say, no, that's not an option. I can't tell my boss. He'd say, go back to smoking. He wants me functional. He wants me working at my highest degree. And if that involves my nicotine dose every day, then I need to do it. So, you know, many people tell me it's not that they can't quit. They don't want to. Because going through the quitting process is going to mess up their home life or their work life. You know, same thing with my ladies trying to keep their weight down. You know, it was a kind of a big shocker to me when I was, you know, newly graduated out of medical school, finished being a resident. You know, I have one of my first female patients going, well, we need to get you off smoking. Smoking's bad for you. You know, that whole rigmarole. You know, when you're a student, you give the whole textbook speech. You know, now after all the years of practice, I'm like, look, you know what you got to do? What can I do to help you? You know, I mean, it's much different. But back then, she goes, oh, I know how to quit smoking and I can quit, but I'll gain weight. And smoking is what keeps my weight down. And I didn't have an answer for that. They didn't train you for that in medical school. I was like, go. And, of course, my response to her was, really? Keeps your weight down? How can I start? No. You know, so there's a lot of people out there that go, look, I know how to quit. I can do it. It's just, how do you think my weight stays down? Again, not good. I don't want to be skinny with cancer. I'd rather be heavier and live longer. So I wouldn't make that choice. They are. They're making that choice. And it's frustrating. You know, I've had some beautiful people in my family. When we finally got them off smoking, they did. They blew up. They gained weight. I mean, it'll happen. You know, people when that, you know, a lot of us when we're hungry or when we're nervous or when we're, you know, edgy or depressed, it's very easy for us to go to food. Yet many smokers, that's not what they do. They go to their cigarette. You know, when people say, I got to have a cigarette, you know, well, why do you have to have a cigarette? Are you getting hungry? Are you getting edgy? Or do you not know what that feeling is? But you're going to a cigarette and not to food. And I'm not saying it's a good thing by any means. It's not. But, you know, people that smoke, it's not that they're all weak, you know. Although, Lance, I'm proud of you. Right? I think you're a stud for quitting smoking. You're right. And you're right. Quitting is going to be rough. You know, it's going to be very, very tough. But, you know, anyway, I'd love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, Julia writes, Dr. Dahlia, what's going on with dissolvable tobacco? Okay, have you guys heard about this, the dissolvable tobacco products? They've been around, but it was in the news this week. The FDA Scientific Advisory Panel says dissolvable tobacco products could actually reduce health risks compared to smoking cigarettes. Now, I don't know why there would still there'd be that much less health risk, because, again, dissolvable tobacco products, you know, people that chew are still at risk for mouth cancer. All right. You know, maybe not as much lung cancer, but still you are at risk for cancer. Anyway, dissolvable tobacco is finely milled tobacco. They say pressed into shapes like tablets that they could slowly dissolve in your mouth. I don't know how they taste by any means. I've tasted chew. I don't like it. I can't stand it. They say it's gaining the attention of tobacco companies looking to make up for a decline in cigarette use as smokers face tax hikes, growing health concerns, smoking bans, social stigma, and those disgusting videos that they're playing. Now, the agency's Tobacco Product Safety Advisory Committee, TPSAC, report studying the products was posted ahead of the mandate. Blah, 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 what they talk about. Okay, so as tobacco companies are focusing on cigarette alternatives like cigars, snuff, chewing tobacco, in order for tobacco companies to stay alive, they got to come up with a pot product that A, people want, but also is safe. So they think these dissolvable tablets or these strips or even, I guess, there's like toothpicks. R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company, which is owned by Reynolds American Inc. and Winston-Salem, North Carolina, is test marketing dissolvable tablet strips, toothpick shape, under the name Camel Orbs, Camel Strips, Camel Sticks, and some of them are in mint flavor and other flavors. The orbs last 15 minutes. No, not Orc from Lord of the Rings, orbs. The strips dissolve in 5 minutes or less, and the sticks, which are slightly bigger than toothpicks, last 15 to 20. Now, I got to tell you something, okay? And not that I'm encouraging anybody to use these products, but I got to tell you, if you're looking at a substitute for a cigarette, the toothpick thing, I see where the logic is with that one. You have something. Now, see, I am a big toothpicker. Okay, I don't smoke, but I love having a toothpick in my mouth. I could walk around all day with a toothpick in my mouth. Toothpick, cowboy hat, and my boots. I'm a happy girl in a truck. I'm a happy girl. Love the toothpick. Absolutely love the toothpick. Now, the problem is when the toothpick gets wet and soggy, then you got to flip it around, and everybody sees the soggy side, and you got to get a new toothpick. So I usually throw out the toothpick. And, you know, honestly, patients don't really want to see the doctor coming out with a toothpick, but I love toothpicks. And it's actually just something that you could just sit there and have in your mouth. Some people just need things in their mouth. Stop the giggles. Grow up, people. Stop the giggles. So anyway, Star Scientific, Inc., based in Glen Allen, Virginia, markets tobacco lozenges in wintergreen, coffee, and tobacco flavors. These actually have been on the market for about 10 years, but people don't buy it. Well, of course, I don't know. So I guess people that really want their tobacco, there's ways to get it, okay? But again, you know, it still can deliver toxins, keep in mind, okay? And, you know, just because it says it reduces the risk, again, they still do have hazards. It may not be as hazardous. Number one is you aren't inhaling it into your lungs. That's, of course, a biggie, right? But number two is you aren't spewing that smoke out to everybody else. You know, if you're doing your own chew, when I rotated into medical school, one of our doctors, our internist who, trained us, he'd have us chew in the morning. And then it spit it into a cup, and I always had to make sure my cup wasn't nearby because I didn't want him to accidentally spit his chew into my cup. And then I drink it, you know, because we all put our cups on the stand below because you couldn't bring drink into the patient room. So you had to have, you know, everything on his. And he would have his cup, styrofoam cup with chew in it, whereas our styrofoam cups had either coffee or a drink. So, you know, it was, yeah, that could have been a little toxic there. But again, he's not throwing, you know, spewing the smoke out around, you know, to everybody else. So again, that's why this is considered healthier. Other than that, I don't know much more about dissolvable tobacco products, but it may be the next big thing. Remember, companies are going to try to stay alive, and this is how they're going to try to fight the backlash with the smoking. And honestly, you know, if there are less side effects and it doesn't mess with everybody else's breathing, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it, but still keep in mind, we are still going to be looking at, cancer in those people, in that population, because again, you are dealing with, tobacco. Okay? I hope that makes some sense. Whew. I know. I really, really hate those videos. Don't go away. We got a lot more medical stuff to talk about. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DocDolly.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a
no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com. Spelled BioAge.com. BioAge.com. Or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge. The age of advanced organics.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. How y'all doing? 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, every now and then we get a list of things that you could do if you feel like you got cravings and you think you're going to stuff your face with things that are unhealthy. And Fox came out with a nice list today of things you could do. You know, they bring up energy bars. I'm not the biggest fan of energy bars because sometimes some of the protein in them could irritate the kidneys. But, you know, if you get the ones that are low in that have more fiber and less calories, and as long as your kidneys are tolerating it, it's not the worst thing. I'd rather you do that than a candy bar. Of course, nuts. Going to nuts, like peanuts especially, they have vitamin E, Brazilian nuts, walnuts. You can't go wrong. Of course, you got to be careful. The candied nuts are very sugary, sometimes fattening. Be careful. Of course, low-fat yogurt. Calcium helps you lose weight. Right? And low-fat yogurt is pretty filling. Throw some blueberries on it, you got a meal. So if you really feel like you have some cravings, you can go to the yogurt. Fox also talks about trail mix. I like trail mix if they have the chocolate chips in there. But it's not usually chocolate. It's like carob. Not too bad. Not too bad. But sometimes you could get, you know, a dose about 140 calories or less. That could fill you up. You know, so again, you know, just have these things around your desk. Have these things, you know, available so, again, you don't go to the bad food. Of course, those little bags of baby carrots, those are good. Be careful. Dip into the ranch. Hey, we don't want, yeah, see me and my family, we eat ranch with a side of carrot. Eat your carrots, be careful with the ranch. Of course, fresh fruit cups are wonderful. Those are great. Be very careful, though, with fruit cups that have the syrup in there, because the syrup is sugary. But I'd rather you go to the fruit. Some people go to skim string cheese sticks. You know, it does give you your calcium. Again, watch the fat and make sure they are skim. And then, of course, bananas are great. Remember, 3 bananas a day keep the stroke away, they say. So we've been definitely urging people to get their potassium in. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, you can email us at drdahlia.com. We have thus far had an awesome show. We still are. We were talking about the different types of sleep apnea. I really urge you to go to our website, click the on-demand button, or go to our archives or podcasts, and you can get some of the shows that we talked about earlier this evening. We actually also talked about counterfeit drugs. Huge operation, counterfeit drugs. And we had a caller ask, apparently he took a buddy Xanax, or he got some Xanax off the street, bad. He knows he needs to throw it out, had a horrible reaction to it. You got to be careful. All right, you know, get your prescriptions from your doctors, get your prescriptions from a pharmacy, a well-known pharmacy, and when in doubt, leave it out of your body. There's no reason for you to put it in your body. And when in doubt, also ask a pharmacist. Pharmacists are so underutilized, and they have a wealth of information. And, you know, because a lot of people, they'll bring a pill into their doctor saying, I don't know which one this is, and it's blue. Well, we don't know what it is either. So I learned a lot of the pills in school, but I didn't learn all of them. And new medications come out because, you know, you prescribe medications, but patients don't always bring them in, which is why I always like to look at their pills. When patients come in, I always like to take a look at the pills so that, you know, I could see what they are. But, you know, when we were talking about counterfeit medications, you know, it's not always fake medications with fake components, although that's a huge aspect of it. Sometimes there's too little, sometimes there's too much of the inactive or of the active ingredient, scary stuff. But sometimes counterfeit drugs is a low dose marketed as a high dose. Like a Lipitor 40 milligram bottle may only have Lipitor 10 milligrams in there. So just, you know, don't, if it's from any sketchy source, don't take it. And do not throw them in the toilet. When you're trying to get rid of any medication, you do not want to dump it in the toilet by any means, because then, of course, it'll get into your water supply. I've talked to y'all about how to get rid of your drug, your medications. Get some kitty litter, okay? Put the pills in the kitty litter, not the bottles, the pills, because you don't want animals going into it either. Put it in a bag, throw it out, make sure it's in a dumpster, not just lying out there. And then the bottles, you need to take off the labels, because if your name is on the bottle, then people can try to use that as a for identity theft. Okay? All right. Now, the reason why we had talked about that is one of my patients had, you know, gotten a Adderall pill from his buddy, had it in his pocket, tried to show it to me. I couldn't tell if it was Adderall or not. And, you know, I'm like, really? You're going to be taking your friend's Adderall? Stop that. But, you know, the study came out today saying ADHD diagnosis rates have risen sharply. That is probably now the diagnosis du jour, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. It is, it is just the in thing. People more and more are now taking Ritalin and Adderall. It's risen by 66%. They say in 2000 to 6.2 million physician office visits resulted in a diagnosis of ADHD. By 2010, 10.4 million office visits. Okay, now, that doesn't equal 66%, but I guess they came, I don't know where they got the number. Anyway, why? I think more and more people are discovering the stimulant drugs and they like them. Now, there is the non-stimulant medication, Strattera, All right. In the FDA, U.S. warned issues of sudden death and suicidal thinking linked to Strattera. Of course, the FDA has been concerned with the amphetamine, dextroamphetamine Adderall, and the cardiovascular risks. So, you know, not all of these medicines are free of risks by any means. But people like the stimulant effect. Also, like, people will use Wellbutrin. People will, you know, sometimes use clonidine. But my problem with clonidine, because I see kids on clonidine, and they're just snowed. They just look like zombies, some of these kids. And so I actually stopped treating ADD. I let the psychiatrist do it. Because the problem I have with ADD from a personal management level is, when do I take these kids off the medicines? You know, if I don't want a child on medicine from kindergarten on up, when do I take them off? How do I convince the family? How do I convince the patient? And can I take them off? You know, you'll have a child that I'll inherit, you know, that has been on ADD medicine since kindergarten. Now they're in the eighth grade. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, do you want to try going off of it? You know, taking a holiday? Oh, no, we can't do that. Johnny has high school coming up. And you need good grades in high school for college. Okay, well, you know, okay, go through high school. Fine, fine, fine. Okay, well, now, do you want to take him off the medication because he's out of high school? Oh, no, he's going to college. He's got college entrance exams, and if he gets into college, he's got to stay in college. He's got to be able to study. So you're like, all right, okay, keep him on during college. And then, let's say he goes into medical school or law school. Oh, I can't go off the medicine now, doc. I'm in law school or medical school. I can't get kicked out. Then you finally get out of school, and they go, but wait a second. I have meetings. I have reports to do. I need to stay awake. I can't go off the medicine. When do you go off the medicine? When? You know, behavioral therapy and cognitive therapy I love because it tries to give you some training techniques. Now, not all ADHD can be dealt with. I mean, you do need medication for many ADHD children. But I'm seeing a lot of adults that go, yeah, I have ADHD, so let me go to the pill. Well, yes, you may have some ADHD, but if you go to the pill, when are you going off? I mean, most people are planning on staying employed until their retirement age, if we're even able to support ourselves retirement age. So if you want to go on an ADHD pill to help you through work, when are you going to go off of it? And nobody could give me an answer. Because if they go off of it, they'll feel their productivity goes down. And I talked to you about how people are diagnosing themselves with ADD. They take their friend's Adderall or Ritalin, and it gives them a great stimulant effect. They get so much done, they're like, since it worked that well, I must be ADD. Well, no. You give a stimulant to anybody, they're going to go around the house clean, get everything done. That's what speed does. Women that take diet pills, they say the same thing. They take the diet pill, they get so much done. So, no, that's not how you diagnose yourself. And, yes, I think there's a lot of people out there, a lot of us may be considered ADHD, but that doesn't mean you go on the medication. Because, again, when are you going to go off? So people that truly need it are the ones that should go on it, period. Those that don't. All right, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, we are back on this Dr. Dolly Show on this beautiful Friday evening. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, all the time in the news, you know, they're always ripping on Americans. We eat too much. We're obese. We smoke too much. We do everything too much. Well, there was a study that came out of the 25 most drunk countries reported by CBS. And you will be very happy to know that America is not on the top, in the top 25. Okay, let me pull this up here. This is great. I am so proud of us. Just so proud of us. A 2011 report by the World Health Organization states that 2.5 million deaths per year were caused by alcohol, which is 4% of all deaths worldwide. So this report had looked at alcohol consumption in various forms, whether it's a beer, wine, spirits, okay, and the numbers were listed as the average amount of pure alcohol consumed annually per capita in each country. So number 25 was Latvia, where the average person consumed about 3.3 gallons of alcohol per year. Then came Finland, then Germany, Luxembourg, Austria at 3.5 gallons per year. Then came Netherlands, Slovakia, Denmark, the UK, France, Ireland, Portugal, South Korea. Number 12 was Lithuania, then Croatia. Let me see what, after Croatia, I don't have that one. Slovenia, Romania, Andorra, Estonia, Ukraine, Russia came in fourth, Hungary third, Czech Republic, and then Moldova at 4.8 gallons per year. I think United States came in number 56 at 2.49 gallons a year per person. So not too shabby. Congratulations, America, for not, you know, making it in the top list like most other countries think we fail at doing. I am pretty proud. Last place was Yemen. In Yemen, 0.01 gallons per person. Okay. So, yeah. I know. And well, some people are saying, well, Yemen may not have March Madness. I know. Wow. It's been a good season, hasn't it? All right. Okay. So let us move on. Okay. So what's going on here? Okay. This Alzheimer's drug Aricept. Did you guys hear about that? Apparently the Alzheimer's drug Aricept was about to lose its patent, and they say that it extended the Aricept to a higher dosing. And yet they believe the higher dosing had dangerous side effects and worked only slightly better. Well, the FDA had approved it, and there's an article now in the British Medical Journal discussing this. There's a 23-gram version of Aricept that was approved. Originally, it was the 5 and 10-milligram dosages, but that has lost the patent protection, ready to go generic. The FDA reviewers noted that a clinical trial involving 1,400 patients showed that the higher dosage failed to meet its goal of improving cognitive and overall functioning. All right, but we aren't sure why they still approved it. So, you know, as we get more information, we will do let you know. Now, also, Army mental health programs have been under review, and not so much because of what happened with Army Staff Sergeant Bales, which, by the way, news came out today that the Army Staff Sergeant Bales, who went on the alleged Afghan shooting, killing 17 people, did have a history of alcohol. But right now, there's a system-wide review of the U.S. Army mental health facilities conducted to determine if psychiatrists overturned soldiers' diagnoses of post-traumatic stress disorder in order to save money. Okay, we didn't get a chance to talk about this earlier in the week, but there were many, many soldiers whose post-traumatic stress disorder was overturned. Now, the review by the Army Inspector General comes as the case of course, Army Staff Sergeant Bales is going to possibly be tried. They say he may also get death penalty, but again, that's all speculation. We don't have information yet. Now, the service is trying to determine whether changes in the post-traumatic stress disorder diagnoses were isolated or common practice. Okay. The Forensic Psychiatry Unit at Madigan Army Medical Center on Joint Base Lewis-McChord is under investigation for reversing PTSD diagnoses in order to avoid the expense of providing care and benefits to soldiers. Not only is it damaging for our soldiers, they say, but it also furthers the stigma for others that are, whether they are deciding to seek help or not today. Now, see, here's the thing. All right. People have asked me, is post-traumatic stress disorder temporary or permanent? It could be both. I mean, it could be both. Many of us that have been in a car accident experience post-traumatic stress disorder. Every car accident I've ever been in, I did not want to get back in the car. All right? And then, you know, a day or two later, my husband's like, well, let's try it. You know, and, you know, he tried it. I got back in. But, you could sustain post-traumatic stress disorder from a variety of things. Okay? Rape, being in the military, etc. And you could get over it as quickly as days, or you could never get over it. So could there possibly be people that have resolved, you know, their issues? Yes, there could. The only thing is we're very, very concerned about what happened with Staff Sergeant Bales, because this was his fourth tour. And one of the questions we rose on the show was, if he did have post-traumatic stress disorder, why was he out there on the field? Why was he in combat? Why was he forced to do a fourth tour? People with PTSD shouldn't be out there then. They could be at risk to themselves and others. But we aren't sure what's going on. We aren't sure why he had a fourth tour. I mean, is the Army that depleted of soldiers where they have to just keep renewing and recycling the same soldiers? God bless them. Is what's going on? We have too many people trying to get out of the Army, saying they have post-traumatic stress disorder, so they're making psychiatrists, you know, screen them, saying, no, you're fine, go back. You know, what we do know is we cannot let what happened, allegedly with Bales, happen again. And if somebody does have an alcohol history, does have a history of post-traumatic stress disorder, but I mean, here's the thing. Even if he did resolve any post-traumatic stress disorder diagnoses that he had, his friend had been blown up next to him and lost a leg just the day before. So that's going to be traumatizing. You know, and then what do our soldiers need? You know, I mean, when they go through boot camp, do they also need psychological training? You know, I mean, and can anybody bounce back from that? I think back, you know, to D-Day and World War II and, you know, what those soldiers, you know, went through and, you know, how they, you know, muzzled on. I mean, I don't know if they had diagnoses or allowed people to get psychiatric help for post-traumatic stress disorder. I know many people obviously had it. You know, but, you know, what did they do with those soldiers? Now, of course, it was a draft and, you know, you had to be there. And but I know there's an issue of people just going on their third, fourth tour. And maybe it's just too much for people. I don't know. But what I don't want happening is people that do have post-traumatic stress disorder being put right back into combat when they're not ready. So do I think this investigation is good to do? Yes. You know, but do I think you can heal, you can overcome that episode of post-traumatic stress? Absolutely. It's not always permanent. So it'll be kind of interesting to see what happens with that, okay? All right. You know, another thing we talked about on tonight's show was a neck size linked to heart disease risk. We had one of my listeners is a driver, a trucker. I love you guys out there. God bless you. And he, and of course, God bless all our troops. And for those of you that have ever, you know, had to suffer and just, you know, serving our country, whether in combat or not, God bless you. And I know what you guys are going through is hard. And so I'd hate to see you being thrown back on the field when you're not ready. Moving over to this neck size, apparently many truckers are being asked to get sleep apnea tested, but it's not getting paid for by the company. They have to come out of pocket. And for what it sounded like, it's thousands upon thousands of dollars. And one of our truckers called in saying because his neck size is 18 inches, he's being targeted, that he's got to go get sleep apnea testing. So we were kind of talking about that. I really urge you to go and listen to our shows, previous shows from tonight, because we talked about neck size and linked to heart disease risk, cholesterol, and blood pressure. Okay? Woo! Please follow me on Twitter. I will be back tomorrow with Donovan, 10 a.m. Pacific time with our Saturday morning show. Please join us, and God bless y'all.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.